Naomi Palavar wears a gray sweater sporting her son's high school football team. She and a dozen other parents were protesting the school's closing at City Hall today.
He's been very depressed. Most of the children there, I mean, you can see it in their faces, they're just depressed, you know, and it's so sad. And being a parent, you want to take that away from them, and it's hard.
She fears her son will be forced to transfer somewhere else, and he will lose the tight-knit group he has at Daniel Murphy.
It
is difficult. I mean, you got so many things going on, you know, especially with the little boy. You know, well, he's not little. He's like 6 feet, but, you know, and this is what he wants. He wants Daniel Murphy to stay open. It's a beautiful school. It's a great school. I'm so happy with what, you know, my son's accomplished and what he's, you know, enjoying. You know, he plays football for the team, so of course they've got that brotherhood of all the football players.
Palavar received a letter in the mail from Archdiocese saying the school was going to close. She had no idea the school was in danger.
We're trying to rally together, and they keep telling us, it's final. It's final. You know, it's like they're not even giving us a chance. They're not even giving us hope. But we're still trying. We're trying. We have to.
Marissa Robin is another parent. She's wearing a bright red T-shirt she made that says, SOS, Save Daniel Murphy High School.
Because we have to. We can't just stop. We can't just say, okay, we'll just get a transfer. We can't do that. We have to show the kids we care.
The Archdiocese blames the closing on a drop in enrollment and financial problems. But many parents think it's related to the millions of dollars being paid in lawsuit settlements stemming from child molestation cases. This all-boy high school has more than 200 students enrolled. A dozen of other Catholic high schools will be on their campus November 7th to start recruiting them. Danya Burkhoff, Annenberg Radio News.